Today's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a bunch of that stuff.
You do.
Yes. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with us on the boards today, we have Avery. How you doing, Avery?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
Joyful good. And grateful. You know that. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, enjoying Florida.
You're getting ready to go on vacation.
I know.
She's going to be sending me damn lobster pictures every single day. I
lobster
know it.
Time. Oh my God. Only trouble is I can't take pictures with my phone, so I'm going to have to be carrying my iPad around with me.
Sorry. That's what happens when you have a flip phone.
It does take pictures.
She doesn't have a smartphone. She has an old fart phone. But anyway.
She's an old.
And laughing in the room with us today is Mary Higby, and she's the executive director at Seasons Hospice. So welcome.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
We're going to be chatting in a few minutes. First, I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Grace in Cincinnati, Fiona in St. Pete, and Jenny in Sarasota.
Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to the show live or on YouTube or wherever on the website, wherever they'll take us. We're just happy that you're here with us today because we really want to help you find the joy in this journey, because it can be really tough. Mm-hmm. So, Mary, I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you for
having
me.
I am honored that I am on the board of Seasons Hospice.
Yes.
So before we talk about Seasons Hospice, I want to just talk about hospice in general in the Pinellas County area, because many people think there's only one hospice.
Yes, yes.
And they think it's MPAS Suncoast Hospice, who are absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely.
Took care of my mother, took care of my grandchildren when my son-in-law died. I mean, just absolutely fabulous. But hospice is federally regulated. So a couple of years back, hospice came in and they did the government came in and they did a survey, and they said X amount of people were not served because there just wasn't enough hospice.
Yes.
So then they opened it up. I don't know if they bid for it or however they do, but Seasons Hospice got it.
Yes, that is true.
And this is not your first location, though.
No, it is not. This is Pinellas County was the fourth location in Florida, the second in the Tampa Bay area, and we just recently last year opened our third in the Tampa Bay area in Pasco County.
And how many do you have altogether, though? You're in other states.
Oh, yeah, we are in 22 states across the nation.
Wow.
So you have a lot of experience,
yes.
Which is really...
Yeah, Seasons Hospice has been serving their communities for over 25 years now.
Yeah. And I just think it's fabulous that we all work together.
Yes.
Because there's plenty of work for all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, in the state of Florida, we are what they call a certificate of need. So just as you said, Linda, they determined that there was more need in Pinellas County than one hospice could do, right? I mean, we are a place of retirement where folks, of course, want to come enjoy the sunshine. So we are honored and privileged to be here in Pinellas County. We opened just about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And have come a long, long way.
A long way.
Yes.
A long way. You know, what was that statistic I emailed you yesterday? 33,000 New Yorkers have moved to Florida in the past 8 months.
But they're the ones who got their driver's license. What about the ones that came in too old to get their driver's license?
Really?
You know,
but
really?
33,000.
Yes. The population just continues to explode in our area.
Yeah, I'll never be out of a job.
I think it's got a lot to do with COVID, because at least you can go sit out in your backyard and have sunshine. And
to be isolated in New York in the winter, in the gray,
is tough.
I can't even imagine.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. And I think that was a big deal with it. So what's the, first of all, people go, hospice, boo!
Yes.
Oh, we don't like hospice. Hospice means you're going to die. Well, first of all, the good news is you're all going to die one day.
That's the good news.
Yeah.
I hate to hear the bad.
It's a mystery.
It's, you know, it is what it is. We plan more for our vacations than we do for things like this.
And you can graduate from hospice.
You can graduate. Yes, I have a friend who was on Seasons Hospice, actually, and he was on oxygen full-time, and now he's not on oxygen anymore, and he graduated from hospice.
So
people don't think that that can ever happen. And that doesn't mean that you're kicked out of the club then. You need to come back in later. You can come back in
absolutely,
later.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, the big misconception of hospice is that we're here for the last days or weeks of life.
Right.
And
right.
That is so not, and we as an industry continue to try to educate our communities to say, no, we want to come much sooner than that. You know, as you said, we all know the one thing we can't escape is our passing. So let's be a part of that journey and make it as comfortable and as joyful as we can. And that's what we're there to do, is to support families. You know, by Medicare regulation, you qualify for hospice if a doctor sees that you're within a 6 month or less prognosis. Now, I don't know who's got that perfect crystal ball.
No.
So, we evaluate people, and based on their where they're at, they're in their condition, we join their journey. And as you mentioned, we can graduate. So there are people,
but people don't realize hospice is not just for your loved one.
No, it's for
hospice,
the whole
is for
family.
You. Hospice, for, when you guys came in for my husband, it was for me, too, that I knew that they were coming every week, that I knew if I needed to make a call 24/7, that I knew if something wasn't right with the medication or anything.
Yes.
It was a scary time. During COVID, it was very scary.
Yes.
And I remember saying to my husband, because I think we were in hospice like 4 months, maybe.
Maybe.
And I said to him, we need to call hospice. No. I said, well, here's the deal, Tom. God forbid you can't breathe or you fall or whatever. They're going to come take you into the hospital.
Yes.
And I'm never going to see you again. It's COVID. I won't even be able to see. He's like, call hospice. But really, and it made such a difference.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, we are absolutely here for the whole family unit. And whether the family is spouses, children, immediate family, sometimes it's a resident. So if they're in a facility, we help take care of the facility staff, because they are
neighbors.
Part of their family. So absolutely, we are an interdisciplinary team. We provide psychosocial support, spiritual support. We are very fortunate at Seasons. We actually have board-certified music therapists.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're able to provide music therapy for our patients and families. And it is not just a medical model. We of course, provide the medications, but it's so much more. Well, we are there to provide so much more.
I have to tell you a funny story. So when our nurse was there one day, she said to my husband, so would you like some music therapy? He goes, what's music therapy? She goes, well, someone could come and play a guitar. He goes, like Kumbaya? She goes, no. They could play like Jimmy Buffett or whatever. He said, let me think about this for a minute. And he thought for a minute. He said, if I want music therapy, I'm putting the Temptations on really loud. Linda's going to dance. I said, I can do that. But some of the other fabulous things that they did is
your hands.
They did the hands,
yes.
My granddaughter and my husband's hands in a sculpture and a bust.
Legacy projects,
oh,
yes.
Oh my God, I can't tell you how much that means to just
and
see
the teddy
his
bears.
Hand. Oh my God.
The memory bears, yes.
It was like 3 weeks after my husband passed away, and I brought 3 of his shirts to hospice. And I went back, I don't know, like 2 months later, and they made them into teddy bears. So one was my favorite flannel shirt. And of course, all the lines were, I mean,
beautiful.
Unbelievable.
It's gorgeous.
One for my daughter was her favorite shirt, and one for Skylar, my granddaughter, and it was the shirt he wore to her wedding. Oh my God. So I go there, and I pick them up, and of course, I was very emotional. And then I get home, and so I sent an email. I said, can you give me the name of the lady that made these bears? And they said, we really can't do that. And I said, well, could I drop off something or whatever? And they said, yeah, but we just want to tell you that the person that made those bears is a 10-year-old girl, and she makes them with her grandma.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I sent her a card. I'm like, I want to be your friend. Please call me. But I can't tell you.
Yep, our legacy projects are done primarily by volunteers. So we have crafters and sewers and just amazing, wonderful people who help support us in our mission in doing that. Folks don't always realize that hospice came from volunteers. This was a volunteer initiative 40 plus, well, even longer than that, but really recognized about 40 years ago. And so volunteers are an integral part of everything that we do. We're actually required to provide 5% of our workforce through volunteers. Now, that I say it's required, but of course it's done with love, and we have so many amazing, amazing community members that help us support, whether it's doing legacy projects or sitting at a bedside.
And
yes, we have, you know, of course, we don't want anyone to ever die alone. So we have a volunteer vigil program so that we can be there, especially for those patients who don't have family local and don't have anybody else to be there.
Family anymore.
Very true.
You know, and I meet with some seniors, and they're like, I'm the last one.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, maybe I didn't have any children, or maybe my child is 80 years old.
Yep.
We you see know, that. I remember when I first started doing support groups, this woman said to me one day that her children never come and visit her. And I thought, how shameful, you know? Then I realized her kids were like 70 years old and they lived in another state. I think 30, you know, whatever. And I made that judgment. I was like, well, that's terrible.
We see a lot. The caregivers are elderly themselves, whether it's they're the child or the spouse, and need a whole lot of support that we're here to provide.
Yeah, I just think it's so very important. I don't want people to be afraid of hospice.
Yes.
Because they have that fear. So let's say somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, maybe I could use some help, or maybe hospice might be. What signs should they look for to know that it's time to call?
Well, you know what we say, anytime, any kind, call anytime. We will talk you through no matter what is concerning you about your loved one, and we can come evaluate. We'll send a nurse, supportive care out, and talk you through what we can provide and are they eligible. And so anytime you have a doubt, call hospice. Let us talk you through it. But certain things that we look for are recent declines. Maybe it's multiple falls. Say if your loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's and you're noticing them falling more often and eating less often, losing some weight. Those are definitely...
Or someone that has cancer, they kind of know...
Cancer's a little bit more of a defined trajectory than your heart disease and your lung disease and your dementias. So frequent hospitalizations...
Yeah.
Infections. Those are signs that the body, something's changing. So we would love to come and talk you through it.
Sometimes I think it's important to see the attitude of the person.
Yes.
If, you know, all of a sudden they're like very exhausted, or they feel like they're giving up, or they start talking about their mom in heaven and stuff like that. I think that's stuff you need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, when you start talking about that, because you start talking about that, things happen.
Yes,
what about
do.
Your mother used to see that man in black all the time?
Yeah, and we thought she was like joking around, but I think there was. But you know, when I moved in with my husband, because we had been separated for years, but we were always best friends. I've been with him since I'm 19. When his mother died, on her deathbed, she said to me, "Tommy's a good boy, take care of him, Linda. Tommy's a good boy, take care of him." So I took her slippers that night. So when I moved in with him, I got your mother's slippers on. I'm like, so don't mess around, don't do anything. But it was kind of like a comforting thing.
Yes.
And I remember one morning he said to me, "Linda, I don't know if I was dreaming or it's the drugs or whatever," he said, "but I dreamt I died and went to heaven." And I was like, "Well, that's cool." He goes, "Yeah," and this black guy, Leroy, came up to me and said, "Hey, I'm your guardian angel." And he said, "Hey, Leroy," and Leroy said, "You don't remember me?" And Tom said, "No." He said, "We were in the army together in Germany," and they were. I have pictures of Leroy. And he goes, "Oh, wow.
Wow.
Leroy, it's you." And he said, "When do I get to see my family and friends?" He said, "I don't know. It's pretty big up here. I have to find out what quadrant they're in. I'll let you know." but he felt good.
Yes.
He didn't feel fearful. He didn't, you know,
Funny he thought of him, though.
Yeah.
That he hadn't seen in 50 years.
Yeah, well, you don't know how things work.
Folks know what's going on inside them a lot better than, of course, those of us on the outside. And so, as you said, listen. If folks, your loved ones are making comments of, "I'm getting tired.
I want to go
getting
home.
Getting tired."
Not to go out, that want to go home. The other, "I want to go home."
Yeah, yeah.
My mom's talking to me, or, you know.
We want to be there and help support. Because, again, it's the family are the survivors. And so we want to help the family through that journey. The loved one knows, and we're going to keep them comfortable. But really, we want to help the survivors have a beautiful experience so they can move forward afterwards.
Well, and I think many times we might have to explain to our loved one, "If you don't want to do it for me."
Yeah.
Because they want you to be okay.
Yeah.
And they know you're going through a tough time, and they know they're going.
Yeah.
So, you know, just do it for me. And you can pick as much as you want. You don't have to have somebody there a lot. You
absolutely.
Just want somebody to come once a week. You don't have to have the music therapy if you don't want. You know, you can pick and choose.
You know, I've been in healthcare for over 25 years as a nurse, and been in hospital settings, home health, and now in hospice. And hospice is the truest model of patient-centered care. We ride your bus. We don't drive it. You know, we go in the hospital, we have to tell you what to do, take these medicines, do this, do that, right? In hospice, it's all about what do you want.
Yeah.
If you don't want to take that medicine, you don't have to. If you don't want that, you drive that bus. And it is so beautiful and so wonderful as a caregiver on the team to really watch folks be empowered to take care of their loved one or themselves if they're still able to make their own decision.
Yeah. So what made you pick hospice?
Oh, you know, I think it was always a calling.
Hospice is a calling because people there are angels.
It took me a while to get there. Like I said, it's about 20 years I was in the hospital arena. But I grew up and just had the blessing that my grandmother passed away in our home. Now that was before hospice was actually a thing, before it was actually recognized. But it was beautiful. I was 10 years old, and I just thought that I thought everybody died like that at home. I truly wasn't until I became a nurse, and I got into the hospital, and I saw this whole other world of other ways, and I thought, oh, I think everybody should have that. So over the course of my career, I've just always been a big advocate for hospice, and then about 6 years ago, I got the opportunity to make the move professionally into hospice, and it has been a dream come true.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not an easy job.
No, it's not.
It's not an easy job. I mean, hospice people go through a lot of emotions, too. It's just like with my caregivers. You love your people.
Yes. Yes. And we provide our staff with caregiver fatigue exercise. We do, absolutely. We celebrate in our IDG, our interdisciplinary meetings each week, we celebrate those that passed the week before and give the staff time to grieve as well. They become part of our family. We have folks on service anywhere from hours to months and even up to a couple years sometimes. And so the staff put their whole heart and soul into caring for those patients. And so we give them time to grieve as well because it is.
Well, I think hospice gives you the opportunity. I felt, especially when my mother died, even more so than Tom, I felt that I helped birth her into a new life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To a place where she was going was fabulous. Where Tom was going, it was fabulous, you know? I mean, he was really sick, he was tired, he was done, he knew he wasn't getting better anymore, you know? And he was just like, God, please, please take... And one day he said to me, maybe you could just put a pillow over my face. I'm like, Tom, if I do that, you go to heaven and I go to hell. And I'll never see you again.
After jail.
He's like, yeah, don't do that, no. But, you know, when you get to that point...
It's beautiful.
To know that you have a team of people that you can talk to, because it's tough when someone says that to you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know? But it can be a very joyful time too. You know, my husband was drugged up a lot and he would be sleeping a lot. And every now and then he would just go, every little thing's gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. And I could never tape him because he would have shot me. But I wanted to. And so I would be a little emotional about that. And then about 20 minutes later, with his eyes closed, he'd go, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. What? You gotta lighten it up somewhere. But really, because it's a very intense time.
Yes.
It's a very, you know, when you don't know what's gonna happen and when you don't know and you just don't want them to suffer.
Yes.
You just don't want them to suffer. So, I really feel that we made the best we could make of it. Tell us about some of the future endeavors that Seasons Hospice is embarking on.
So we're very excited. As I mentioned, we've been in the community about 3.5 years, getting our feet planted, getting our name out there. And so we're now getting to the point where we're going to continue to build. Many folks probably don't know, we currently have 2 inpatient units now in the community.
Yes, tell them about that.
Where we can serve our patients and families for a couple reasons. One is for respite. For all the caregivers out there, you understand burnout. You know when you get so tired. Well, part of what hospice provides is an opportunity for respite. And your loved one can come to our facility, spend 5 days I'm a little biased, but they are gorgeous, absolutely renovated, gorgeous facilities, private rooms, and you get a break, and we'll take care of your loved one so you can rest up to take good care of them when they come home. The other level of care we can provide is what we call our general inpatient, and that's for when your loved one's having increased symptoms, whether it's pain, shortness of breath, restlessness. A lot of folks, we don't recognize restlessness for what it is a symptom. We just think, well, they can't sit still. We can bring them into the center, tweak their medications, help them be more comfortable, and get them right back home.
Yeah.
The other misconception is that inpatient units are, you go in there, you don't come out. Well, there are folks that certainly pass away there, but so many more, we get you right back home, get right back with your family.
Well, I think that some of the people that pass away there, they may choose to pass away
there.
They do. Because I think near the end, you kind of have some kind of choices.
Yes.
You know, it was like, when both of my parents died, I was not with them at bedside either time, but I didn't need to be. Yep. I was with them every day.
Yep.
My two separate sisters that needed to be there with each one were the ones that were there.
Yep.
So I think that's just, and even with my husband, I mean, that the night he passed away, I woke up, I went into the bathroom, I was just so tired. And I just sat down on the bed for a little while, I was just so tired. And I got up and I walked into the next room and he went, whew. So, and I just had prayed to God all the time, I don't want him to die gasping in breath, so thank you, God. But I think that was kind of his choice.
Yes.
And it was okay. Alrighty, so before I start crying, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, I'm glad Ron.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Okay, this is my message with this week. I got a call the other day from a caregiver, and she said, my mother's been driving me crazy. She wants me in the room with her every minute. She wants me with her every minute. She wants me with her every minute. I'm going out of my mind, and I've been getting really short with her and saying some things that are not maybe so nice. I'm feeling terrible about it. She goes, the other night, I decided to take some time and sit in my yard after she went to sleep. She goes, and I had this epiphany, and I said, what? She said she wants to be with me every minute because it might be the last minute. Mm-hmm. Because she knows she's dying. And she doesn't know what day she's going to die. So she wants to have every minute of me that she can have. I was like, oh my goodness. She said, so the next morning I went over and I said to my neighbor, can you help me with something so I can really spend some more time with my mother? Because it was so important because she was so frustrated. And I thought, that is an epiphany. And I never even looked at it that way before. But I think that's really important. So think about that, caregivers. Ask for some help so that you can really spend some quality time with your loved one. Or you can just spend some time by yourself and your loved one can spend some quality time with somebody else.
So and you can regroup.
Yeah.
And
regroup
then
because,
enjoy it.
You know, we think, oh, we're doing such a great job. We're trying so hard. And then, I mean, if you ever saw a video of what you're doing, you're being like, whoa, I'm not being so good. You know, I'm not as patient. So, Christine, so
hello,
wonderful
Linda.
To have you here today, and so wonderful to have you, Linda, and I love everything you do with Sages, and I'm so excited that Ron Reagan's going to be in your next show.
Oh, so are we. I've been working on him from the beginning,
And he's the promoter, too.
Oh, he's awesome,
He's fabulous. So, first, introduce for our listeners that don't know about Sages, what Sages is.
So SAGES stands for Senior Actors Guild in Education Services, and we are a community theater of volunteers, primarily senior citizens, who put on plays with purpose. And our plays with purpose address different issues, challenges that seniors face or that we all face as we age. And
that nobody wants to really look at.
Exactly. And we want to look at it with a positive mindset. We want to definitely encourage a positive mindset about aging. We want to celebrate aging. And when these challenges come up, Linda has this unique way of weaving them into a
script. Finding a few laughs in it, too.
Yes, and just showing people that the reality is can be much more pleasant and accepted than maybe they're feeling.
So, Linda, how long have you been doing this?
As soon as I met Christine, I mean,
it went on fire.
Yes,
it's wonder she's why. The fireball.
I used to work with Christine years ago, and I'd say her middle name is Relentless.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yes. I said persistent, but relentless. Relentless is good too. But it's all in a good purpose.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned laughs. People might think, oh, well, these plays must be really sad. You're dealing with difficult issues.
Right.
And we are. But it's we put in as much laughter as we can in it. And especially there are some things that are difficult. So then, come back with a good laugh and the whole audience relaxes and they're ready to go on hearing
And because then they can listen a little clearer.
Yes.
After they laugh and they like calm down, they can say, oh, well, maybe I need to pay attention to what they're saying on this story. Or maybe it's kind of funny, but maybe it's just like me.
Well, the messages sneak in, you know, and the dialogue sounds so familiar to real life, and that's where she's taking it from. So we hear a lot of our audience members repeat dialogue back to us, I mean, even years after they've seen the show. And the funny thing is our cast and crew, as we're talking just every day, dialogue pops out and we laugh at ourselves because we recognize it from Denying Gravity or the new play, Phony Baloney.
So Denying Gravity was all about fall prevention.
Yes, and you were on that road with me from the beginning when I started working where you were, and we needed a way to get the message about how to prevent falls,
because
70% of falls can be prevented. We wanted to get that message out
there. And usually nobody wants to hear about it.
No, because no one wants to admit that this is a new concern, but honestly, we've been concerned about this since we started walking. So, you know, this isn't anything new.
Yeah.
It's just a different, it's just a change. And so we needed a nice, innovative, creative way of addressing it with the public. And when I met Linda, she was writing plays about seniors, for seniors. And I thought, well, that's a wonderful way to get started. Let's do that. And so I dragged her into some meetings, kicking and screaming, to meet folks who could talk more about the seriousness and the impact of falls on our community, especially here
in
Pinellas
County. Well, you partnered with the EMTs and the fire department
yes,
and everything.
Pinellas Regional 911 has been a wonderfully supportive partner and all the fire rescues, and that's why we exist. We became a nonprofit in 2019 so we could continue this work and help support what they're doing in the community and get the education out, but turn our audiences into advocates on each issue.
Well, you've seen real statistics in falls.
Yes, absolutely.
So that just blows me away. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, for the first time in 5 years, the number of calls to 911 for falls went down. It had typically, because of the growth in our senior population, gone up 10% every year. And in 2019, it went down. And so they were thrilled about that. And then during COVID, we felt like, you know what, we can't wait to do live shows. We have to continue to get this message out because people are home, the number one place where falls occur. So we just kept going and doing our projects and getting kits out to senior living communities and independent mobile home parks, apartments, all of that, just working with as many people as we could to keep the message going, even if it was just on a DVD rather than live theater, which is way better.
Yes. Yes.
We love the interaction with the audience, and so that's a tough thing not to have, but the message is the message.
I know. When I do a Zoom presentation, I tell a joke, nobody laughs.
You laugh at yourself,
you know. I say, give yourselves a round of applause.
You're just not hearing them.
It's nothing like live.
No.
But, you know, so most falls happen at home.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most scams happen at homes, too.
Yes, they do. And when we decided to dive into this topic, Linda did a lot of research looking at what types of scams we should put in the play. You want to tell them why you chose what you did?
Yes, our information is basically from the Federal Trade Commission, and they find that phones are the method, preferred method. There's all people come to your door, there's email, there's whatever, but by phone is, if you added all those other type of methods together, by phone is 4 times greater than all the others combined. So we felt if we could just at least address scams by phone, which are so make older persons so vulnerable because they want to answer their phone. We're used to a friend calling. I want to race to that phone and answer it. Somebody wants to talk to me.
Yeah.
Even feel like it's rude if I make them wait, let the phone ring. I've got to answer it.
Yeah.
So we did feel that this is where we could make the most impact. And we chose those scams that statistically cause the most damage. And it is heartbreaking.
Because during COVID, they all went up, too, those scams.
It's people, some of the people we've talked to at these places that are getting our kits said they had people who had to move out because they lost all their money in scams and can no longer live there.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
and it did increase with COVID because people were home more. So they were just more...
Lonelier?
Yes, lonelier, more available. And
there were more scammers out there.
Exactly. It's a whole industry. And, you know, the fact is it affects all ages. So we do focus in our play on older adults, but if it affects an older adult, it's going to end up trickling down to affect their family as well. And anyone of any age can learn how to prevent scams with our play. So it's a family-friendly play, and we're excited to put something out there that makes people chuckle a little bit, but also understand that if you end up falling victim to a scam, it's not because you're stupid. Right. It's not because you're not informed. It's because you got caught in the trap
of a crook,
of speed, of emotion, and fear. When those three things get wrapped up together...
Speed, emotion, and fear.
On Makes the phone. Sense. Yep. It's very, very hard to avoid it.
Is it mostly on landlines?
No, I mean, it comes through
not
everything.
Not as many anymore.
Yeah,
it comes but the older people, like me, use their landline.
But do you remember two weeks ago, I was at your house after the show, and somebody called and was asking me about my back hurting or something, and I had just gone from some medical tests.
Mm.
And she said, Linda, that's a scammer. Somebody was asking me, did I have pains here or somewhere else? And I don't know why. It was just really weird, and I just hung up. Remember
because
that
they, yeah, because they catch people when they're vulnerable.
I'm first thinking I just had those tests, and now they're asking me, was my pain in my back?
Well, you never know.
I have a feeling that we have a book in our community, because there's 1,096 homes in Palm Hill. I think people get a hold of that book.
Scammers, yeah.
Oh, the numbers are prime. You
because
know.
They know that we're all, older. You have to be over 55. I mean, I just made it, but...
And it's a very intricate system. You know, we work with consumer protection and the sheriff's department and local law enforcement for a reason, because they see just how intricate this gets, and it goes across overseas. And, you know, just one wrong step, one little moment of trust that went a little too far can blow up in your face. And so the message is very much so, do not answer the phone if you don't know the caller.
Yeah.
So, you know, robocalls are prevalent on cell phones and landlines. And
does cell phones too, Mom?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how do they get those numbers? There's no directory.
I have no idea. You know, there's a lot out there on the internet.
Lists
public service,
buy.
Lists of phone numbers could be randomized, automated.
I got Photo Kiwanis Group and look at their membership.
Yeah.
You know, think they're very creative.
Yeah.
If they use their brains to make money in
right.
a good way, they'd be so rich.
Exactly.
Well, they're acting, so we just decided to fight fire with fire and make sure that our actors could get the message across better.
Well, you know, I heard of a new scam recently. So somebody calls you up and says they're going to make a delivery in an hour. Mm. And then they come and they bring in a big bouquet of flowers and a bottle of alcohol. And they say, because we're delivering alcohol, we need to collect $3.40. To prove that, and a signature, because we delivered alcohol. So most people think, oh, you have flowers, bottle of wine.
Alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol. But they won't take cash. Yeah. It has to be a credit card.
Well, that's getting the emotions in, because
really? Because imagine
people
you're
are
alone,
excited.
Lonely by yourself, $3.40, you take my credit card.
Exactly, they're excited. You know, it's almost like winning the lottery, those kinds of things that come across the phone. You know, winning anything coming to you that you didn't expect and didn't get some written notice of ahead of time is definitely suspicious.
Yeah, but you don't think about that.
No.
When somebody's thinking
not when someone's giving you, no.
And right in your face.
Yeah, so we're very proud of our partners and what we're doing in the community so that it can spread beyond even Tampa Bay and Florida into other states. We want people to use these plays and these messages to heighten awareness and prevent things that are hurting our loved ones.
And it might be good you go to see the show and then you say when the next show is, you bring your friend, because you can't talk to your friend.
Exactly.
She's not going to listen to you. But if you bring her to the show.
Yeah. That's interesting. I was just at the chiropractor yesterday and I had put out some flyers for the show coming up, and this woman said, oh, scams, I get those calls all day long. She's a stranger. I don't know her. We're talking and it's just coming up casually. But if you were to sit and talk to a loved one or try to talk to a loved one who had fallen victim to a scam or, you know, had a certain belief about this person that was calling them and, no, they're a really good person and I know them very well, these online romances, that sort of thing, you couldn't have the same conversation. So that, again, is the beauty of live theater.
Especially in that embarrassment when they've been scammed.
Yeah. Well, when we've done this now, we've done this play twice live before this season. And each time, audience members were very open and shared with the other audience members, I've been scammed. $5,000 grandparent scam. I admit it. You can't believe this. You can't do that. And I think people really do want to help each other. And so, especially when we can bring these topics up in a fun, entertaining way, but hit home and hit those little pieces that they remember hearing from somebody else or they've maybe encountered themselves, the conversation is going to continue beyond the play. And the ripple effect is definitely going to help people.
Oh, definitely, because I think you go to that show, you go with a couple of your girlfriends or your daughter or whoever the heck it is, after that show, you're going to be talking about it.
You'll be surprised what you learn.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, or I didn't realize that, or, mm-hmm. you know, like with denying gravity. There's a lot of people that had those throw rugs in their house, but just never thought about it, just didn't think about it. I'm right. not going to fall. And then when they saw that, they said, you know what? That really is a hazard. I need to do something about that.
And now I have a new wall hanging.
exactly.
Well, I mean, lots of times it's easy to take that information or that stuff from a stranger than from your daughter or from somebody else.
Because, well, and also you know. To recognize it yourself in your own way. People recognize things when they hear them on the radio, when they watch them on TV, when they see it in a movie, or they go to a play. And so this is a way for people to recognize themselves, what they need to do, and be in control of complete control over how they're going to do that. It empowers them.
All right, so let's talk about when the next shows are going to be.
So we have live shows coming up in Pinellas County. Phony Baloney is our play about scam prevention. A lot of fun, a group of seniors who swap tales of scams, and you kind of get to see both sides of what happens on both sides of the phone. That will be Saturday, August 21st at 2 p.m. They're all matinees at 2 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of Resurrection in Palm Harbor. So we had done Denying Gravity there before and are happy to be going back to do this.
That's great.
These are all limited seating shows. So if you come and the sign's up that we're full, that's it. They're free to the public. So.
Okay.
But the next one on August 29th at St. Pete City Theater is also Phony Baloney, and you can actually reserve your tickets online through their box office.
Great.
So you'll know when it's full.
All right. And I'm going to put all this, everything she's saying will be on my website.
Yep, and then we have Denying Gravity in September for Fall Prevention Awareness Month. So we have two casts going in rehearsal right now. It is quite a whirlwind.
Yeah.
But we're very excited with all the new folks, and they are so incredibly talented. So in September, Denying Gravity will be at the Palladium on September 18th at 2 p.m., and then at Katherine Hickman Theater in Gulfport on September 25th at 2 p.m. And we also still have, you know, our kits, our DVDs to go out to communities for those places where people cannot come.
Yeah.
So, you know, always just check our website, call us, let us
and
know what
you need.
And
your website is?
Our website is www.sages, S-A-G-E-S, theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R .org. Yes, the regular spelling of theater. Gets you to us.
Not regular for the Canadians.
And everything's free.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is free.
Free's for me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
You know what that means? It's time to get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
It's all about Debbie Sill Savage today. President of Coping with Dementia is having live seminars in Citrus Hills at Grand Living on August 11th and September 18th. Please call 352-422-3663. Also, Debbie is having workshops from 10 a.m. to noon on the ABC of Dementia through December. To reserve seats and to find locations, please call 352-422-3663 and take it from there, Lenny.
Woohoo! And this Monday, August 9th, I have the journaling workshop, the online journaling workshop. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email. I will send you the link. Also, August 16th, 17th, and 18th, myself and Debbie Happy Cohen and Julie Jordan are doing self-care art expression for your heart and soul. It's an informal, interactive, creative, hands-on workshop, three evenings, August 16th, 17th, and 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern. So if you're interested, let me know that. Also, the Brunch Bunch, sponsored by Arden Quartz, on August 12th from 11 to 1, will be meeting at Wild Iris Cafe in Dunedin. So sometimes caregivers have a hard time, you know, with their loved ones, and so they can bring their loved one to that. Also, my regular group of caregivers will be having a luncheon soon. Christine just told you all about Sages, what's going on with Sages and Phony Baloney. So all this information will be on my website. Please just go there and I can give you the information. Mary, where can our listeners find you? And what is the last thing you think our caregivers need to hear from you?
Oh, you got almost stumped me with that last question. I had my phone number ready to roll. Well, to reach your local Seasons Hospice here in Pinellas County, Florida, you can reach us at 727-270-9800. For those who may be out of our area or out of state and want to find a local Seasons, please go to www.seasons.org. That website will provide access up to all of our organizations across the country.
Perfect.
So no matter where you are, you can find help.
Which is good, because we're out there everywhere.
Yes.
What's the last thing you want to say to our caregivers?
Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being caregivers, for loving your loved ones. We know it is a hard, hard job. And it's a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week job. And so please just know there are resources such as Seasons out there to support you. And please just reach out. Let us be there.
And call. And if it's not time, they'll let you know it's not time. And they're not just going to leave you flat. So there are other resources that
we will find.
We have
it.
A fabulous community that we will work really well together. So we're going to find an answer for you. If it might not be Seasons Hospice right at this moment, we'll find another resource for you until it comes to be that time.
Yes.
And that's why I'm so grateful to work in this area.
Absolutely.
Christine.
Well, I've been listening to so many things, and I do just want to share that Sages has been really blessed over these last couple of years developing as a nonprofit. And one of the things that I kind of feel like we're bringing to all of the lives that we touch is the joy of improvisation mm-hmm. in your life. And I know that one of the top tips for improv is the yes and. So I don't know if you noticed, I have my yes charm on that I'm wearing. And I think that's what we've been able to do, is every time something comes to us, an idea, a topic, a person, we say, yes, and how can we help? Yes, and what can we do? It's not about pushing anything away. We want to take all the opportunities we can. So Carol, our mutual friend over at the Sunshine Center, asked if we could do something with her group, and we just enjoyed doing a pilot program called Reader's Theater. So if you want to see a little bit about that, if you can't memorize lines, you don't want to come be on stage, you can volunteer with us in many different capacities and enjoy everything we're doing. And you can see the performance that we did on the topic of change, which was quite interesting, on our YouTube channel. So go to Sage's Theater YouTube channel, and you'll also see some of our little PSAs that we do for some of the partners that we have in the community. We're just always trying to bring an innovative and creative way to the topic, to look at it and to spark discussion. So
and
say yes, and
it's not just senior communities. You would come into like a mobile home park or you know, a neighborhood, watch something if they have, you know, something like that. It's not just senior communities that can take advantage of that, right?
Anywhere older adults gather, where they live, where they gather, let us know. We want to bring something to you.
Yeah, that's really important. That's really important. Thank you so much, ladies, yes, for being here today. I so appreciate
you.
Thank you.
So I'm getting very excited about the conferences coming up, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The website will be up in about 2 weeks. I'm just pulling teeth from everybody now, getting logos and photos and learning new things every day. But I'm really excited about it. You know, when we first started with the COVID and we had to go on Zoom, I didn't think I was going to like it. I still love live the best. But there's been a lot of advantages. There's been some gifts of COVID, yep, because people can come to the journaling workshops or the support groups. I have people in from Washington, from Canada in my groups now, people that never had a group near them or didn't have someone to take care of their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been fabulous. So the conference will be 3 days, 3 full days. During lunch, we'll be having yoga and EFT tapping and meditation, and our friends from AE Corner are going to tell us about a whole bunch of fabulous equipment and things. So I'm really excited about this. Tell your friends, and I will keep you posted. And it's all free to caregivers.
Linda, I just want to tell you, I've been watching you since you started, and just to see you come to this point where you're putting on this conference, I am so proud. You have done incredible work over the last decade, and you are just a gift to us too.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
She didn't pay me, I
you
swear.
You like it?
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, it's true.
One last thing. I was doing a little research for the conference. Caregiving in the USA, 2020. In 2015, there was 43.5 million caregivers. In 2020, there's 53 million. 10 million since 2015. So it's only going to grow. And we can grow together. And we can help each other. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It can be a really fabulous thing. There are new communities coming up. There are tiny home villages starting. There's all sorts of fabulous things going on. So don't, like Christine says, don't say no. Say yes. I'm always open to the possibilities because you never know what's going to come around the corner. So thanks for being with us today. I know that your time is very valuable, and I so appreciate you. Tell your friends, please subscribe to my YouTube channel so I can bring you more tips and candid conversations and all stuff like that. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about me? Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.